This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The pharmaceutical industry as it exists today is a giant fraudulent racket. It's a joke.
The Health Ranger Report.
It's not based on real science. They don't help people. They make people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I highly recommend you watch the film Oblivion, starring Tom Cruise, because it depicts a dystopian sci-fi future that's really relevant in a strange way to what's happening today. Welcome to this Health Ranger Science podcast. You can hear more at healthrangerscience.com, plus some interesting videos as well. But back to Oblivion, and by the way, spoiler alert, I am going to reveal some details about the film. It's a must-see film. In that movie, an alien civilization wants to take over planet Earth. They want to capture it. So they nuke most of the planet, and then they start taking away all the water. And they really want the water from the planet, it seems, more than anything else. So they have these huge machines that are literally sucking up the oceans to transport them back to wherever they are in the universe. And they clone some humans and then brainwash them to be the guardians of the water-sucking machinery. And Tom Cruise plays one of these cloned humans. And in order to make these humans play along with the alien theft of all the water on the planet, they brainwash the humans and they tell them that they are part of a rescue mission, that humanity was invaded by aliens and humanity won, but the planet was destroyed. And now they're all moving to like a moon of Saturn or something, I think is what it was. And they have to take the water to Saturn, where the human colonies are now surviving. And thus they have to protect the water sucking machinery. And they're also taught that whatever humans are still barely existing on the planet are scavengers. They claim that they're creatures that have to be destroyed. Anyway, it's a giant psych operation. And it shows that when an alien civilization wants to destroy the planet, they can actually recruit humans to go along with it who will believe in the agenda and who will actually take part in destroying the planet. Now, why is this relevant? Here's why. We have been told by Al Gore and Leonardo DiCaprio and Barack Obama and Bill Nye and others that in order to save planet Earth, we have to eliminate a pollutant known as carbon dioxide, CO2. They say that CO2 is bad, and that if we don't get rid of CO2, that Earth's atmosphere will be altered chemically to the point where all human civilization will cease to exist. But in reality, carbon dioxide is the crucial molecule for all photosynthesis. Every plant, well, nearly every plant, needs CO2. All the plants, all the trees, all the herbs, the food crops, the jungles and rainforests, even many marine ecosystems and ocean plants and seaweed and so on. The reason they have chlorophyll is because chlorophyll uses carbon dioxide as part of its plant energy system. And without carbon dioxide, all plants would die across the entire planet and human populations would be exterminated. In other words, carbon dioxide is the molecule that is the regreening molecule of our planet. It's the molecule of life for our planet. It's the molecule, that's why it's called the greenhouse gas, because it turns the planet into more of a lush greenhouse with plant life that's abundant, abundant foods and lush ecosystems with more diverse animal species. If you want a greener planet, you have to support higher CO2, not lower CO2. And yet, Al Gore and these other climate change cultists are doing to us what the aliens did to Tom Cruise in that fictional movie, totally creating a hallucination, almost a mass hypnosis of the population to get people to believe the opposite of what is true. Remember, in the movie, the aliens said, you're saving humanity, when the aliens were actually exterminating humanity. That's what Al Gore is doing. I'm not saying he's an alien. I have no idea where he came from. Maybe some alternate universe or something. That's a joke, of course. But he is doing the same thing. This is a metaphor, not a literal thing. I'm not saying Al Gore is from another alien planet somewhere. I'm saying that this is a metaphor. Al Gore is brainwashing humanity in the same way that the Tom Cruise character was brainwashed in that movie, getting people to believe that they are saving the planet when they are actually eliminating the molecule of life that is responsible for restoring plant life and food production and rainforests and so on. So almost every, quote, environmentalist has been brainwashed into thinking that carbon is bad and that carbon dioxide is bad. When carbon dioxide, if we could double or triple the levels in the atmosphere, it would radically improve plant production, reforestation. It would reclaim deserts and arid areas or semi-arid areas. It would allow for faster food production, more medicinal herbs to be grown. If you love green and you love plants and you love trees and you love herbs, you got to love CO2. Because CO2 is the miracle molecule of life for all, nearly all plants. If you don't have CO2, all plant life dies, and then all animals die, and then all humans die, and you end up with a dead world, nothing but microbial life and some fungi and so on can survive without CO2. So isn't it interesting that literally Al Gore and the climate change cultists are using the same tactic that was depicted in the fictional Oblivion movie to be used by aliens against humanity to exterminate humanity? There's a lesson in all of this, and that is that you should think for yourself. You should understand, you should learn some basic science and understand that carbon dioxide is necessary. It's a component of photosynthesis, and without it, all plants would die. That's an irrefutable statement. No scientist can disagree with that. No scientist. If they disagree with it, they're delusional, or they're maybe psychotic, or they're maybe scientifically illiterate, or just lying to you. Carbon dioxide is necessary for all plant life as we know it on our planet today, or nearly all. Without it, we all perish. Without it, we have a mass extinction event. So the question is that what Al Gore wants? Does he want a mass extinction event? Does he want to drive CO2 down to zero where everything would die? Because that's the way they talk. They talk about a war on carbon. They talk about it as a pollutant. Well, if it's a pollutant, shouldn't we get rid of it? It's amazing. Anyway, I've got a whole video on this. It's called Carbon Dioxide, the Miracle Molecule of Life. You can see that video at healthrangerscience.com. Check out more podcasts and more scientific truth that supports the defense of life, and the defense of rainforests, and the defense of the environment on our planet at healthrangerscience.com. I and you, we are defending this planet against the climate change cultists who are literally trying to exterminate life across this earth. That's why we have to be vigilant. Share this podcast, share this information. If you are a true conservationist or naturalist, you have to support higher CO2. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. high-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.